Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of a great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, Big Toe. I'm Silver. Hooray!
Peterson Ranch House was dark and quiet in the soft summer night. Large billowy clouds floated across the moon, casting shadows on the peaceful valley. But a short distance from the house, six men dismounted from their horses, men who were soon to disturb that peace. Their faces were covered, and they listened carefully to the low commands of a leader, Black Bascom.
Bill, you stay here with the horses. Curly, you and Charlie go in the front door. Bust it down if it's locked.
Right.
Spike and Pete, watch the back door in case anybody tries to go out for help. I'll take care of Peterson and his wife.
I know where he keeps the money. Charlie and I can get that.
We won't have no trouble. Ranch hands ain't here.
Pete, maybe you'd better have a look in the bunkhouse just in case. If anybody's there, knock him out before he wakes up.
Right.
And we'll get the money. But if this is as easy as I think it's going to be, it won't do no harm to take a few other things. We need plenty of stuff back in camp.
We'll take everything we can carry. You can bet on that.
I'll see that Peterson ain't able to go for help. We'll need plenty of time to cover our trail. Now, everybody ready?
Sure. Let's go.
Come on.
Now wait. Where that cloud gets over the moon. I don't want to take a chance on Peterson spraying us with buckshot.
It's almost over it.
Now remember. Back to the horses when you hear me fire three shots. Come on.
Quietly, the outlaws stole toward the house. Curly and Charlie, with Bascom behind them, cautiously tried the front door.
Door's barred from the inside. This ain't going to be easy.
We won't bother with it. Come on, we'll bust a window. There's nothing to be afraid of.
This one all right, boss?
Let her have it. Come on, in we go.
I'll go first.
Light a lamp, Curly. Get that money as fast as you can.
Bill, come on, Chuck.
Right. Who is it?
Stand right where you are and don't move. Better tell your wife to stay in the bedroom unless you want her to get hurt.
Stay in there, Mary. I'll shut the door.
Now we can see what we're doing. Come on, Charlie, we'll get the money.
Stop it, you can't take my money.
Stay where you are, I said.
No,
Yeah, that fixes him. Find the money, Curly?
Yeah, it's here. Take these bags, Charlie. I'll get the rest.
Give them to me.
You fool. You knocked the lamp over.
The curtain's on fire. Let's get out of here.
Have you got all the money?
Yeah, we got it all.
All right, out the window. Get to the horse. Come on, hurry.
The Henry Ranch nestled in the hills about 10 miles from the town of Jonesville. Mrs. Henry was taking a pan of cookies out of the oven when her two young sons rushed into the kitchen, slamming the screen door behind them.
But those cookies smell good.
How about a sample, Mom?
Now, just a minute, you two. You can wait until they cool off, can't you?
Will it take very long?
Just let us have one. We'll break it in half and blow on it.
All right. Don't burn yourselves now. Take that little one on the edge.
Ow, it is hot. Here, Fred, here's half.
I was hoping I'd get this batch put away before you two gluttons came in.
We just decided we wanted to take our tent out into the hills and camp tonight. You promised we could when it got warm enough.
We're going to take bacon and cook our breakfast over a campfire.
And we can take some of these cookies for dessert.
Cookies for breakfast?
And these cookies would be good any time.
Is it all right if we do it, Mama?
You'd better ask your dad about it. You two are pretty young to go camping alone.
12 isn't young. What can hurt us anyway?
You better ask your dad. He knows more about it than I do. He should be back from town about now.
Well, there he is now.
Go out and help him with those things he's bringing.
Come on, Bob.
Oh, for goodness sake, those boys. Hello, Nate. Did you get everything?
Yep. You kids get the rest of the things in the saddlebag. There's your flour, kid.
Good.
I got the money for those cattle. Look, don't this make you feel rich?
Nate, don't drop any of it.
More gold coins and cookies. We're getting rich, kid.
Makes me nervous keeping all that money here in the house.
Jump hot. Look at the money.
We're rich.
They're opening a bank in Jonesville next week. I'll be mighty glad, too. I know it's dangerous keeping our money in the house.
You mean there have been more robberies?
The Bascom gang again. If I hadn't had all this money on me, I'd have joined the posse that went out looking for them.
What happened, Dad?
Well, they burned and looted the Peterson's ranch house.
Oh.
Bill Peterson was shot in the shoulder. He got all the money he had. Bill tried to fight them, and they shot him, knocked a lamp over. His wife managed to get him out of the house before he burned to death.
How awful.
Are they sure it's the Bascom gang? Did they see Black Bascom?
They didn't get a look at his face, but they knew it was him. He wore the usual black mask, and they said he was a big fella. He had two men with him wearing bandanas over the faces.
It's awful.
Now I suppose we can't go camping in the hills.
Camping?
Such a warm day, and you said we could take our tent and go camping all night as soon as the weather was right.
Well, now I doubt that Bascom would be bothered harming a couple of kids like you. Sure, you can go camping.
Golly.
It'll be good for you.
Oh, boy.
We'll take our rifles and fishing rods.
Don't you think it's a little dangerous, Nate?
What's dangerous about it? They've got to grow up sometime. And after camping out for a couple of days, they'll really appreciate your cooking, kid.
Come on, Bob. Let's start
packing. Well, let's go.
The Lone Ranger listened carefully to his Indian companion Tonto as they rode through the hills toward a large stream in the valley.
Me hear man say in town, posse lose trail of robber here, where river turn.
Bascom is clever at covering his trail. He must have a hideout somewhere in the hills. We have a few more hours of daylight, Tonto. We can't pick up their trail today. We'll start again at dawn tomorrow. There's a stream, O'Silver.
Oh, Scout. Oh, fella.
Easy, big
oh, fella. Them hide trail by going in water.
Yes. You go upstream and I'll go down. Hard to tell which direction they took. If you see any sign of their trail, fire 3 shots. I'll do the same. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Oh. hours had passed in a fruitless search for the trail of Black Bascom. And then, as the sun was touching the top of the hills in the west, the Lone Ranger heard three shots in the distance.
Otto's found something. Come on, Silver.
About a mile upstream, Tonto was waiting beside his horse. Rocks bordered the stream on each side at this point, and the Lone Ranger dismounted and led Silver to the Indian's side.
I think you found the trail, Tonto.
Ah. We look at rocks, find hair of horse on one, hair from tail. Then we find hoof mark, them not cover, back of rocks. Trail plain from there.
Good work, Tonto. Come on, let's follow that trail while we have some daylight. Easy.
Come on, Silver. Get him up, Scout.
The trail of the outlaws led the Lone Ranger and Tonto far back into the hills that circled the town. Darkness had fallen, and the moon rode high in the sky when the masked man and the Indian stopped their horses on the crest of a hill.
Look, down there in the valley beside those rocks.
Ah, that campfire.
I think we've found them, Tonto. I wonder the posse couldn't trail them. This is a perfect hideout.
We go closer?
There are too many of them for us to handle alone. I think you better go back to town and bring the posse. Think you can find your way?
Me get back.
We're a long way from town. It'll probably be dawn before you get here.
You not go near camp alone, Kimasabi.
I'll circle their camp and try and get close to it from the other side. Now, if they break camp before you get back here, I'll follow them.
Me hurry.
It's a rough trail over those hills. Better take it easy.
Get on up, Scout.
Cautiously, the Lone Ranger circled the camp of the outlaws. The steep bank of a hill flanked one side of it, and leaving Silver at the bottom of the hill, the masked man climbed to the crest where he could overlook the camp without being seen. Six men sat around the campfire. The leader, Black Bascom, laughed as he raised a tin cup above his head.
Let's drink a toast to the best job we've done so far.
Oh, it was a good one.
The next one's going to be better.
Drink up, man.
Next time, let's not burn the house down.
Had you covered any clues we might have left?
Yeah, maybe it was lucky. Yeah.
It's going to make the town people pretty mad. One more job around here, and I think we better push on somewhere else.
Got any in mind, Bascom?
Yeah, we got to do it quick. Nate Henry was paid off for his whole herd today.
Yeah?
We better get that money before they open the new bank.
Ain't that a little risky so soon after the Peterson job?
They won't expect us to pull another one that soon. After that, we'll go farther west and get out of this territory.
When you figure we better do it?
Well, Thursday night ought to be about right.
Gee, boss, that's day after tomorrow.
That gives you 2 days to rest up, don't it?
What's the matter, Spike? You getting soft?
Maybe you'd rather wait till the bank opens and the easy pickings are gone.
Spike just feels rich tonight, jingling that sack of coins he's got.
The sack will be a lot fatter after Thursday. Hey, Bill. Pass that jug around,
will tonight.
Yeah. I think we're getting too careless. Nobody's even guarding the camp tonight.
Nobody's going to find us here.
Here.
We covered our trail so well, even the bloodhounds couldn't follow us, let alone that dumb sheriff in Jonesville.
Hey, let's drink to the sheriff of Jonesville.
Pass that jug around, Charlie.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Hey, what was that?
It's a rock. It came from the bank up there.
Hey. Somebody's up there. I saw a move.
It's probably a coyote or something.
We can't take any chances. Charlie, you and Spike go around the hill.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie, you and Pete get your horses.
It ain't nothing.
You heard what I said? Get going, Charlie.
If anyone's up here, we'll head him off. Hurry, Spike.
I'm coming.
You got your gun?
Sure. I told you we should have had someone guarding the camp.
Hey, look, wait a minute. There in the moonlight. Ain't that a white horse?
It sure is. There's a man running toward it. Get him, Curly. Get him!
I hit him. He slumped over the horse.
Hurry with those horses. You can catch him. He's been shot.
Which way'd he go?
Around the hill. You'll catch him. Curly shot him.
Come on, Pete.
See? Get him there.
We'll get him.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. The Lone Ranger, hit by a bullet from the outlaw's guns, managed to mount Silver and race away from the men who were pursuing him. As the horses disappeared into the darkness, Bascom gave orders to the men left in the camp.
Come on, you men. Get a move on. We're breaking camp.
Breaking camp? Why?
We're not taking any chances.
That hombre won't get far, not with a shot in him.
I'm not worried about him, but someone may have heard the shooting.
I hope they catch him. That white horse sure was traveling.
I know he was hit. He was right in that patch of moonlight.
Charlie and Pete have been gone a long time.
Hey, listen. But that's Charlie and Pete now.
If they didn't catch him, do we still go on with our plans about the Henry Ranch?
Certainly. He couldn't have been up there very long. Anyway, we ain't afraid of a man with a bullet in him.
Well, I don't like it.
Here's Charlie and Pete, all right. Did you catch him?
Oh, White Horse was too fast. We couldn't find out where he went. We'll probably find him in the morning. He's wounded.
We're breaking camp right away. Now put the fire out. And cover up all signs of this camp. We're getting out of here right now.
All right, boy.
Streaking over the hills, the great horse Silver raced through the night. Each jolt brought stinging pain for the masked man as he rode with his left arm hanging helplessly at his side. He bit his lips with the pain of it, but urged the horse on.
Come on, Silver. Faster, big fella. Oh, I can keep from falling. Losing so much blood.
On and on through the night they ran. The masked man had tied his neckerchief tightly around his arm, but was weak from the loss of blood. Then the big horse felt the reins slipping from the hands of his master and slowed his pace to a walk as the Lone Ranger's voice came faintly.
Oh, Silver, can't go any farther. Oh, I can't see. Oh.
Young Bob and Fred Henry had camped beside a stream in the hills. Dawn was breaking, and the two boys were asleep beside a smoldering fire. Fred stirred and sat up as he heard the whinny of a horse close by.
Oh. Where did that horse come from? Bob, wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, wake up quick.
Go away. I don't want to get up.
Wake up, I say. There's a big white horse down by the stream, and he's saddled.
Where?
See him down there?
Jumping catfish. Where'd he come from?
Isn't he a beauty? And nobody's with him.
He must have run away from somebody.
We've got our ropes. Let's lasso him.
Sure.
Come on. Bring your rope. We'll catch him.
I'm coming.
He's running away from us.
We could lasso if we just got close enough.
Oh, that chance we've got catching him.
I guess it's no use. Gee, if we could catch him, we'd probably get a reward from his owner.
Bob.
What's the matter with you?
Shh, look. Over there near those trees, there's a man lying there.
Where? Yeah, there he is. Is he sleeping?
He hasn't any blanket or fire. Come on.
Fred, maybe he's dead.
I bet that's his horse. Maybe it threw him.
Look, he's wearing a black mask.
Bob, you know who that is?
Who?
It's Black Bascom. Remember, Dad said he was a big man with a black mask?
Gee, willikers. We better get out of here. He'll kill us.
No, sirree. We're going to capture him.
Are you crazy?
He's not just asleep. He's wounded. Look at his arm. Now, look. You take your rope and make a loop in it and catch his right arm in it. Then run the rope around that tree and come back and loop it around his foot. While you're doing that, I'll do the same with his left arm and foot. And loop my rope around this tree on this side of him. He won't be able to move a muscle.
That'd work all right, but I'm scared.
You'll hardly have to touch him. Go on now.
I sure won't touch him if I can help it.
There. He can't move, and he's flat on his back.
Oh. Gee, do you think he's waking up?
Maybe we better get his guns away from him and take off that mask.
Look out, Fred. His horse is coming.
Gosh, that horse is standing right over him.
We better not go too near him.
Where am I?
We've got you, Black Bascom.
Black Bascom?
You're tied up, and we're going to get our dad and take you to the sheriff.
Who are you?
We're Bob and Fred Henry.
Would you mind getting me some water?
Well, not with that horse standing there. He won't let us get near you.
He won't hurt you unless I tell him to.
Back, fella. Get back, fella.
Run and get some water from the stream, Bob.
Sure, I'll get it.
You say you're from the Henry Ranch?
Yes, and my dad knows all about you. He told us about it yesterday.
I'm not the man you think I am.
Oh, yes, you are. A big man with a black mask. And somebody shot you. There's blood on your shirt. It probably happened when you robbed the Peterson Ranch.
Here's the water. You better give it to him.
Sure, I'm not afraid. Turn your head, mister.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
Gee, I didn't know outlaws were polite.
I feel like Gulliver in the Land of the Lilliputians.
What's he talking about?
Didn't you ever read Gulliver's Travels?
No.
Who was he?
Well, Gulliver traveled all over the world. He went to the Land of the Lilliputians. There were little people, only a few inches high. Gulliver lay down and went to sleep. The Lilliputians found him. They thought he was a bad giant and tied him up with hundreds of cords. When he woke up, he was just as helpless as I am.
What did they do with him?
He finally convinced them that he was their friend. So they let him get up. They were very glad they did because he saved them from their enemies. Perhaps the same thing would happen to you.
No, sirree. You're not fooling us, Black Bascom. We don't believe everything we hear.
No, we don't. Like that story Jed Davis told us the other night about the man with the big wild horse that would do anything he said, and he shot silver bullets out of his gun and went around capturing outlaws.
Yeah, the horse's name was Silver, and he expected us to believe all that.
Oh, so you've heard about the Lone Ranger.
Have you?
Well, whenever you take a cartridge out of my belt...
Don't do it, Bob. It's a trick.
Well, maybe this will convince you. Silver. Silver. Come here, big fellow.
Silver. He called the horse Silver.
Look, he's coming.
Down, big fellow. Down, Silver.
Jumping catfish. He lies down just the way a dog would.
Gosh, you think he is the Lone Ranger?
All right, Silver. Up, boy.
Are you the Lone Ranger?
Doesn't really sound like an outlaw.
Now, maybe you'll take one of these bullets out of my belt.
I'm going to.
Careful, Fred.
Bob, look, it's Silver. A silver bullet.
Then it's true. He is the Lone Ranger.
Well, perhaps you'll untie me. See, I've been wounded. If you'll take me back to your father's ranch, I'm sure you won't be sorry. Didn't you say your name was Henry?
Yes.
Your ranch is in danger. We can't lose much time.
Our ranch?
Come on, Fred. Let's untie him.
Yeah, hurry.
Maybe it'll be like them Lilliputians,
Bob. Let's hope it works out that way. Thank you.
almost midnight Thursday night. As Black Bascom and his band of outlaws approached the Henry Ranch house, everything was dark and quiet. Bascom chuckled as he dismounted from his horse.
We'll do this job just the way we did the Petersons. We'll have to search the house to find Nate Henry's money. I'll keep him covered and fix him so as he won't be able to go out for help.
This moon's awful bright.
Yeah, there's no danger. By the time we're through with the Henrys, they won't be able to shoot anything at high noon. Now, come on, everybody ready?
Sure, let's go.
Come on.
I'm ready.
Now, remember, when we're through, we're heading west as fast as we can travel. All right.
The six men crossed the clearing before the ranch house, dividing into groups in front and behind it. And just as Black Bascom tried the door, the place seemed to burst into life. Men sprang from every shadow and stepped out from behind every tree, and gunfire shattered the silence.
Bigger, faster, we got you.
No, you don't. Get up, men.
Hey, they're coming from everywhere.
Look out, Curly.
Run for the horses.
Oh, my shoulder.
We're surrounded. Put up your hands.
Him not get way now.
We got them all, sir.
You're not taking me alive.
Move my arm.
Good work, masked man. Now, you polecats, get together with your hands up.
We sure cut them red-handed this time.
Get these men tied up. We'll take them back to town.
Right.
Come on, you two. Stand over there.
All right, let's get moving. All
right. I sure want to thank you, Masked Man, for warning us about this raid. We'd never have caught Bascom without this plan of yours.
Your posse did a fine job, Sheriff.
And I can't tell you how grateful I am. You saved my house and my money.
Me go get Silver, Kimasabi.
All right, Toto. Are the boys safe, Nate?
I gave them orders to stay under the bed, but I better go in and see.
Did you get every one of them, Dad?
Gee, was it exciting.
I thought I told you two to stay out of sight.
I couldn't do anything with them. They had to see everything.
Wasn't the masked man wonderful, shooting the way he did with his left arm in a sling?
I'm certainly glad we followed his plan and got the sheriff and the posse out here tonight.
Jumping catfish. We'd sure have been in a mess if we hadn't untied Mr. Gulliver.
What? What do you mean? Who is Mr. Gulliver?
Oh, I just sort of call him that on account of a story he told us. I don't know his name.
Nobody does, Sam. He's just called the Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.